Here we are, Saratoga. This is some park. Boy, this place looks completely different than how it was when I was a kid. And even when I took your dad on this trip more than 30 years ago.
How so, Grandpa?
Well, when I came through here with your great-grandpa for the first time on this trip, he described how this place was an industrial center around the Champlain Canal and the rail line, which crossed the river to Thompson Mills just on the other side of the river. Look, there are some interpretive signs. My father was pointing out the difference between the old canal and the new canal. It's funny. Every time we bring a family member on this trip, something has changed. Then when I took the trip with your father, I was pointing out that the trolley line I saw as a kid was gone.
Railroads, trolleys, new canals, old canals, what are you talking about, Grandpa?
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is that this place has changed dramatically since Burgoyne trekked through here in 1777. But one thing has remained a constant, and that is the importance of this river crossing. That is why this place is called Hudson Crossing Park.
Why does Burgoyne cross here?
From this point north, the military road lays on the east side of the river. But because of the hilly terrain on the east side of the river south of here, they had to cross to the west side of the river to reach Albany.
But why is this the best place to cross?
A natural bend in the river created a narrowing below the Saratoga Falls in the mouth of Baton Kill. The crossing has been in use since ancient peoples inhabited the area following the last ice age. And this is where Burgoyne and his army crossed the Hudson River.
But how do they get everything? Troops, artillery, and supplies across the river without some kind of a bridge?
He constructed a bridge of boats. The bridge was built by stringing several bateaux together and laying wooden planks across the top to form a level but wobbly surface.
Oh, that was a pretty cool fix.
Not a permanent fix, especially if the weather did not cooperate. Burgoyne's engineers first constructed a bridge of boats around mid-August, the time the bomb departed for Bennington. But heavy rain caused the bridge to fall apart. It was mid-September before the new bridge was constructed and the whole body of the army proceeded to the west bank of the Hudson in the area known as Saratoga, which at that time extended on both sides of the Hudson.
We received orders to be in readiness to cross the Hudson River at a moment's warning. But all that day was a continued fall of heavy rain, which continued till the 13th. When the morning, being very fine, the army passed over the bridge of boats and encamped on the heights of Saratoga.
After the troops crossed, Burgoyne had the bridge dismantled, which meant that all communication with Canada was voluntarily cut off. The supplies were floated downstream in bateaus to a large sheltered bay now called Coveville. Meanwhile, the Baroness was growing concerned about the fate of the campaign.
But said which displeased me was that the wives of all the officers belonging to the expedition knew beforehand everything that was to happen. And this seemed the more singular to me, as I had observed, when in the armies of the Duke Ferdinand during the Seven Years' War, with how much secrecy everything was conducted. But here, on the contrary, the Americans were apprised beforehand of all our intentions, so that at every place where we came, they already awaited us, a circumstance which hurt us exceedingly.
So she was saying there is no secrecy. How can Burgoyne expect to win if his enemy knows his every move?
There was hope yet for Burgoyne. He was still holding out for Howe.
When enabled to move, nothing within my scale of talent shall be left unattempted to fulfill His Majesty's orders, and I hope circumstances will be such, that my endeavors may be in some degree assisted by cooperation of the army under Sir William Howe.